Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The man accused of killing three people and injuring two others in Harford County yesterday is now in jail in Delaware. But the motive for the shootings remains unclear. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy wouldn't say whether 37-year-old Rady Prince told police anything.
We're not going to talk about that right now. We know we have a suspect in custody, but we're not going to talk about any statements at this time.
Police say Prince shot five co-workers in Edgewood, then drove to Wilmington, Delaware, and shot another man that he knew. Two people were killed in an overnight single-car crash in Potomac, and police need your help in figuring out exactly what happened. Police say a car driven by 30-year-old Kent Matthew Brooks ran off Democracy Boulevard and hit a tree sometime late last night. Brooks's passenger, 33-year-old Kathleen Michelle French, Brooks and his passenger were both killed in the crash. A hit-and-run driver crashed his car into a Montgomery County police cruiser last night in Silver Spring, injuring a police officer. It happened around 10:30 at New Hampshire Avenue and Piney Branch Road. The officer's condition not known. Police have not released any description of the suspect's car. Both major party candidates in Virginia's gubernatorial race are calling in the big guns to try and win what's expected to be a close race.
Tonight, President Barack Obama will campaign with Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ralph Northam. The Democrat was joined by Vice President Joe Biden last Saturday, while Republican candidate Ed Gillespie was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Political science professor Quentin Kidd says the presence of these people on the campaign trail shows
this is a base election. It's all about turnout.
So the candidates are bringing in people who will be attractive to base voters.
Barack Obama, in particular, is designed to encourage African-American turnout.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The bids are due today for what may be the most transformative economic development project offered in decades.
If you're wondering why we've been talking about Amazon for so long, it's because everyone agrees the 50,000 high-paying jobs along with local investment that their HQ2 offers would be transformational. What's not agreed upon, of course, is where that'll go. Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner is confident in his county's bid.
We check off all the boxes that Amazon is looking for.
Of course, you'll hear the same thing from Prince George's County Executive Rashern Baker.
We've got some really great sites that will fit it perfectly.
And officials in the district, Arlington, Fairfax, and Loudoun counties, too, along with the dozens of other cities across the country putting in bids. Amazon says a decision will come sometime next year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Today is the Great Southeast Shakeout.
The Great Shakeout is an earthquake drill that will take place shortly after 10 this morning. Chaz Eby with Maryland's Emergency Management Agency says while quakes don't happen often around here, it's important to know what to do.
Drop to the ground, take cover under a table or desk, and then hold on as if a major earthquake were happening.
The drill will take place in schools and businesses across Maryland that have registered, but you can also take part on your own. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
That Kentucky man who tried to climb over the White House fence on Tuesday dressed as a Pokemon character says he just wanted to be famous. Authorities say 36-year-old Curtis Combs told them he planned to take video of his act in an attempt to become famous. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 23,158. The Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports, the Wizards open their NBA season with a win over Philadelphia. Baseball, the Cubs stay alive in the NLCS with a Game 4 win over the Dodgers. The Yankees take a 3-2 lead in the ALCS with a win over Houston. Hockey, the Caps are idle till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Fall has arrived. That means shorter days and cooler temperatures for the DMV.
Very heavy showers and storms coming through here.
For Washington's most accurate and dependable forecast.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stager.
Depend on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age.
Me too. Just saying.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
Hi, this is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. No matter where you are, no matter what time of day, you can easily and securely manage your bank account. We're everywhere you need to be. Visit one of our branches or go to johnmarshallbank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway in Silver Spring, the crash that was in the backups right between New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard finally cleared out of the travel lanes, but it's definitely put the extra pressure on that ride and coming south off of 95, merging onto the Beltway. 29, talking about this, seems like all rush hour. A long-standing crash, apparently a car into a utility pole on Colesville Road right near the Trader Joe's, and we had a lane blocked in each direction. Big delays coming southbound on 29 out of Fairland, and as you're merging off of New Hampshire Avenue to go south on 29, that's affected as well. For 270, just been about the volume. Nothing new to tell you about out of Germantown down onto the 270 spur, but still slow. Virginia Beltway through Annandale heavy, and then just north of 66, we start to fill in those backups toward the Legion Bridge. It looks a little bit better here on Old Dominion Drive inside the Beltway. They finally have the broken down towed out of the travel lanes. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure hanging on eastern half of the nation. High and dry will stay that way through the rest of the week. A few clouds around this morning and a few this afternoon. 74 degrees today. Tonight, 56, suburbs cooler. Sunny on Friday, 76. Beautiful weather. Get outside and enjoy it. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Arlington, 40 in Greenbelt, 50 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Iran's Ayatollah calls Donald Trump foul-mouthed and says he pretends to be an idiot. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. Oh, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, we'll be joined by Jeff Dove. He's running for Jerry Connolly's seat, but he's got a lot of thoughts on this race between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam, and we're going to find out all of them and just present them to you in the radio format. All ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
We welcome back to the morning show. Susan Ferriccio from the Washington Examiner. Susan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning.
So great to have you here. I wanted to talk about the budget, likely a vote coming up. And President Trump yesterday asked if he has the votes. He said, I think we have the votes. He thinks, well, what about you? Do you know better than the president? Do they have the votes? Or
tell us, Susan.
Do
tell
you
us.
Think they have the votes?
Yes. I don't think this is. Remember, if you think last time they tried to pass the budget tool with health care reform in it in the Senate, there was the dramatic late night vote where John McCain walked on the floor with a thumbs down, everybody gasped, and the whole thing fell apart. That's not going to happen today. I think what you'll see is this is just the budget outline that's going to be used to help them pass tax reform without the Democrats blocking it. It's very much in, but it's...
That feels like you quit on us just now, Susan Ferriccio. I heard that phone call drops. We're going to work on trying to get her back. This is important here. John McCain endorsed the budget bill yesterday. So that was a clear sign that this is probably going to work. That question mark has been removed. And the hope here was that they would get these 50 votes to get this budget vehicle passed because it's critical in order to get tax reform pushed through. So the president appears hopeful, as you noted, Mary. This tweet suggesting this morning, who knows, he says, if we've got the votes, who knows? But very hopeful that this thing is actually going to cross the finish line tonight.
Well, you also have Rand Paul, who has spoken out and said, you know what? No, we're $43 billion over the cap. We're $43 billion over. We need to cut in order for me to get behind this. And so it's going to be interesting about Rand Paul. I believe Susan is back with us. Susan?
Okay. Sorry, where did we leave off? Okay, so I was telling you McCain's going to vote for it. It has defense spending in it. You know, they don't really need Rand Paul to vote for this. He does not like this overseas defense spending. He's long been opposed to our war funding for a variety of reasons, but they can get everybody else on board. I talked to Susan Collins. She likes it. She's a moderate, and she's going to vote to advance the budget. And Bob Corker, someone else who people questioned whether that he would support it. Bob Corker is part of the he's among those who helped construct the deal for the budget, so he's supporting it too. It's going to pass. It advanced a couple days ago to the floor, and it's going to pass without any problem. Their larger problem, you guys, is the actual tax bill. That when they write the bill and put that in.
Susan's doing it again. Look at this.
See, we need a good landline.
She always leaves us with a cliffhanger, too. She's like, go on. Yes. Yeah, so let's go back. So while we're waiting for reconnecting with Susan yet again, she mentioned Susan Collins. We did see Susan Collins come out in support of this thing over the weekend. And Bob Corker, she mentions. John McCain, she mentions. And Bob Corker's important here, and McCain for that matter, because these are the guys who keep on accusing the president of acting like a child. Who are like, oh, he's erratic, he needs to be taken care of in a daycare center. And if that's the position you're going to take, in reverse, you need to be an adult. When legislation is in front of you, even if you disagree with the president of the United States behaviorally, so long as you agree with him legislatively, do the adult thing and support it. And the evidence right now suggests that Corker and McCain are for this budget resolution, and they're coming to the table here, which is very important for the president to get this passed.
Well, I think it's going to be close because, and this may be why the president said, you know, I don't know, because you've got Tad Cochran who's out because he's sick, so he's not going to be back. So Thad is out, and we don't have a vote there. That's one vote down on the Republicans. So
I want to mention Thad Cochran here. This is a report from earlier this week saying Politico said that he announced Tuesday that he has returned to Washington for votes.
All right. See, I thought he was going to be out all week with his illness.
Well, let's check back in with Susan Collins. Susan, a reliable connection this morning.
I don't know what's going on today. We just thought we're, yeah. Okay. Yes. Cochran is back.
He is back. Okay. Great.
He was there yesterday voting. There's some question about how long he'll remain on the job there, but he's there now. He's there this week, and he'll vote.
Good.
So they have his vote as well. They don't even need his vote. They could pass it 48-47, I believe. Bob Menendez is missing, a Democrat. They'll advance it. Their bigger problem is how to get tax reform later on. They're not there yet. They haven't written a tax bill. But they'll advance this vehicle to help facilitate the passage of tax reform. And that'll go through this week. And then the hard work begins on how they write this tax bill. And there, I don't think they have agreement on that yet. They had a big White House meeting yesterday. Democrats and Republicans met with the president, talked to Democrats after about whether there's any area for compromise where they might join in. And I don't see anything yet. I have a feeling this is going to be an all-Republican tax bill, which means that's tough. They need to find complete agreement, pretty much with the exception of one or two votes within their own party conference, and that's going to be the big challenge.
So we interviewed the Vice President of the United States earlier this week, and he suggested that there are Democrats. He said he kind of gave us the wait and see at the end of the interviews, like trust me. And among those are people like Joe Manchin. You have Claire McCaskill. You have Heidi Heitkamp. All had dinner, by the way, this week with Ivanka and Jared. Do you expect those three or others to join this push?
Yeah. That was a good interview, you guys. I heard that interview. It was a great interview. And, I've talked to these individual members he mentioned. For example, Claire McCaskill. You know, she doesn't like the plans, a removal of the state and local tax deduction. She thinks that's going to hurt families who, even though they get to double the individual tax break and the expanded child tax credit, she thinks that they are going to be hurt by this. So, no, they're not on board yet. And yesterday they had this discussion with the president saying, we think that these deductions are going to hurt the middle class. And the president told them, oh, yeah, we're going to take care of that. It sounded to me the president was suggesting that there may be more wiggle room on these individuals.
This is the question. This is the question I want to hear in today's briefing, if they have one. I don't think anyone's asked it yet. Does the president still want to remove the state and local tax deduction? Because
we don't know the answer. What Democrats were telling me yesterday, it sounds like he wants to somehow make that work. Look, I know they may have to, you guys. I know from talking to Republicans that there is enough angst over it, that they're trying to work out some deal where you have the either-or option of your mortgage versus the state and local taxes or some kind of cap on income range on who can deduct it. They are working hard to try to fix this. I'll tell you this. I do not believe it will remain as written right now. I think there are going to be changes to it. The question is how. And it's going to be just enough to make the math work. That's how it works there. There's just enough to get the votes they need to pass it. And they're working on that right now. And as of this moment, they don't have a solution.
Yeah, the people we spoke with on Tuesday, we asked that question to pretty much everyone with whom we spoke. And from every single person, they know that this is a problem. I got that impression from all of them that they know that this is a problem. And we were reassured, I want to say, by every single person we asked to whom we asked that question that said, yeah, we're going to be looking at that.
I think, and I also think generally, Susan, my sense here is that they're holding off on giving too many details until the budget resolution's passed.
Well, that's true. They need to get that. They don't want to blow up, you know, step one. Right.
Right.
They can't go anywhere if they're getting step one. But you're right that everyone tells me the problem with tax reform is going to be these loopholes. Everyone agrees, hey, let's lower rates. The problem is that was supposed to be accompanied by closing loopholes. So we have the revenue that we don't completely blow up the deficit. You know, you have to have some kind of balance here.
Yes.
But just how do you strike that balance and still, you know, lower corporate rates? It's a real tough balancing act, and that is exactly what is on the table right now.
Well, thank you for walking us through it, and good luck with all of your other phone calls today. I hope they go really well. Susan Ferriccio.
I'm going to need it. Thank you.
Pleasure.
All right, it is time for WMAL Traffic and Weather. It's every 10 minutes, first on the 5s, and Jimmy Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Suitland Parkway. Got you inbound here as you're heading into town. The crash reported as you come up toward and past Alabama Avenue. Definitely see those slowdowns there. You get a little break, and then you'll slow again, head into the inbound Douglas Bridge. All right, across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, stop and go. Heavy in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. It's length, so that's why we have the freeway really getting bogged down here each direction. 295 North, almost back near the Beltway, so just be prepared for that. Let's go Beltway, Virginia. As you come off of 95, Springfield heaviest onto the inner loop into Annandale, north of the toll road to the Legion Bridge. Been checking out 193, that's the Georgetown Pike. That looks extremely slow, but please say nope, they're not working anything on that one lane road each direction, Georgetown Pike, as you come up towards Swinks Mill Road. Just use caution in that area, you will be under speed. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, still with the delays, College Park to Silver Spring, and the crash that was in the backups near New Hampshire Avenue. That's been cleared out of White Oak. Jammed this morning, still with accident cleanup in front of the Trader Joe's. Affects 29 in each direction. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy skies with a high of 74. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 56. And tomorrow, sunny with a high of 76. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 8:17, and this traffic and weather is brought to you by Potomac Petals and Plants.
Extended due to popular demand, this Saturday from 11 to 3, Potomac Petals and Plants continues its fall festival with face paintings, pumpkin decorations, train rides, and more. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
Joining us right now, we're going to speak with Jeff Dove. Jeff is running for Jerry Connolly's seat. Jeff, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad you joined us. Want to start out by talking about the governor's race. We will also obviously talk about your race as well coming up in 2018. A new poll out, don't know if you've seen it, from Monmouth University. And it shows that Ed Gillespie is ahead of Ralph Northam by 1 point, 48% to 47%, which is big considering that earlier in October, he was down by 5 points. So this is a 6 point jump for Ed Gillespie over Ralph Northam. What do you think is leading to this sudden surge for Ed Gillespie?
I can say it's probably the policies that Ed has been laying out for, you know, the past year. He's got more policies than I've ever seen any candidate come up with for his platform. And those ideas are resonating with the community at large.
Well, which policies, for instance? Give me a for instance, because this poll actually went into that a little bit.
So one of the biggest ones I would say is the tax cut. There's quite a few business people that I've spoken to over the course of this year that have seen his plan for economic development and opportunity for people. And that has, I can say, probably led to this momentum swing for Ed.
The poll showed that Virginia citizens believe that Gillespie understands the day-to-day concerns of the average Virginian more than Ralph Northam. That, to me, speaks to economics. You know, he understands what we're going through. And also that they believe that Gillespie could handle crime. 49% to only 24% believe that Northam can tackle the crime problem. And we all are very familiar with this ad that is running regarding MS-13. Do you think that played into this at all?
I believe so. Ed has gotten the endorsement of many law enforcement agencies, and individuals in the law enforcement community. So I believe that is resonating with people as well. They're seeing that he would be the candidate that would try to bring law and order to the state of Virginia.
You know, speaking of that MS-13 ad, it's kind of interesting because I've seen Ed's critics here from the left and some in the media saying that this is anti-immigrant, that by running an ad calling on Ralph Northam to basically saying that he wouldn't adequately protect the state from becoming a sanctuary state and that MS-13 is a problem, that somehow the ad is anti-immigrant. Is that how you see it?
No, I don't see it as that. I see it as trying to ensure that our community is safe by getting the worst criminals out of the community. And so there's actually legislation that was put forward by Barbara Comstock as it relates to dealing with MS-13 as well. So this is not just a local issue, but this is a national issue that's facing us all.
Especially in our area. I want to ask you about something that the Northam campaign is dealing with right now. They are facing criticism for having deleted Justin Fairfax, their black running mate, from their campaign literature. The Democratic Party in particular has made a big deal out of making sure to elevate black candidates, and they're now under fire for having removed him. What do you make of this controversy?
So it shows me a pattern of disrespect that we've seen quite a bit coming from the left in the state of Virginia. This is not the first time that a statewide candidate has had to deal with issues like this. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that it happened. I would say I was surprised at the timing of it.
Yeah, they say that that the Laborers International Union of North America opposes Fairfax, and because of that pressure, Northam's campaign had to remove Justin Fairfax from the flyer. I mean, normally you would think donors sign up for joining your campaign or supporting you because they like your ideas, not because they want to purchase influence, one would hope.
Yeah, and for someone to be removed from ticket literature, that's siding with the donor class is not a good look when it comes to trying to promote inclusion or the ticket.
Well, absolutely, and that was a point that Vince had made earlier when we were discussing this. This just goes to show he buckled to the union. So, what does that say to people who are voting? Wait a minute, the union matters more to him, and their opinion matters more to him than what he feels is the right thing to do. This, he can't even stand by Fairfax here. He's going to buckle to the union. Now, they are saying that over the 3 million pieces of literature that were printed for the campaign, this constitutes about 0.5% of the literature printed, and it's only going to be distributed in Northern Virginia. The rest of it will have Fairfax on this literature, and that will go to the rest of Virginia.
Well, I'll just say real quick, if this would have been the Republican ticket that done it, the outroar nationally would have been at a fever pitch.
No, you really think so? Come on.
There's no question. By the way, just real quickly on your race, you're a black Republican, you're a veteran, you're running against Jerry Connolly. What's the next step here for your campaign?
So right now, the biggest thing is getting my message out, my platform. I've been focusing on physical and digital security for all Americans, veterans issues that are near and dear to my heart, and transportation. Those are the biggest issues that I hear as I'm going around knocking on doors and talking to people around the state and actually the district.
So focusing more locally than nationally.
Yeah.
Yes.
One would hope. Transportation matters, as traffic will be evidence of in a few minutes here. Jeff, Dove, thank you very much for stopping by. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. 824 here on WMAL.
The Brave has an incredible score on Rotten Tomatoes.
If you give me a chance, I won't let you down.
A moving, powerful film. A stunning tribute to true American heroes.
No one could be prouder of his boys than I am of you guys.
Only The Brave. Rated PG-13. In theaters and IMAX tomorrow.
Are you one of those people, like so many of us, that just pretend that a tooth doesn't hurt, you try ignoring it, and you hope that it just goes away, and then when you just can't take it anymore, you finally break down and go to the dentist? Well, that nagging pain is a constant reminder that you need to do something about it, and the Dream Team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry are here to help. During your first new patient visit, they'll take the time to learn more about you. They'll work with you to plan out your dental health care plan, and they put you in control. They can customize sedation for you. It'll It'll allow multiple procedures to be done in just one visit. And in some cases, you won't even remember your visit, or maybe a little anxious. They can just give you something to take before your visit and just calm you down a little bit. And if you need another reason to call right now, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry will donate $100 for hurricane relief for every new patient visit now through October. So call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. 825 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning, Maryland, on Route 32. That's been a tough go for you this morning. Couple separate accidents along the way, but the latest one reported eastbound 32 near 29 with big delays extending beyond that to 95. Also on 29 as you come southbound to 32, crash reported. So out of Columbia, jamming up through that stretch. Now, beyond that and down toward Four Corners, long-standing crash. And I'm just getting initial reports that the lane is reopened, but it's still just barely moving here. Southbound on 29, right in front of the Trader Joe's, we had a lane blocked in each direction, car into a utility pole. So I'd still try to avoid or just plan for the extra time in a lot of it. Southeast, Southwest Freeway slows each direction into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Slow its length. George Washington Parkway without any incident reported. Inbound on the Suitland Parkway, crash is reported after Alabama Avenue. Update sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com with WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Good looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
At our home, winter nights are complicated. Either I end up freezing,
or I'm sweating.
Hi, I'm Missy Tannen.
And I'm Scott Tannen, founders of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets.
And now, we've created the world's first luxury flannel bedding, available for a limited time at BollAndBranch.com. Try them risk-free for 30 nights.
Go to BollAndBranch.com today for $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
The VMI Honor Code. A cadet will not lie, cheat, steal, nor tolerate those who do. As a VMI cadet, Dr. Ralph Northam led the Honor Corps to uphold that code. And Ralph Northam has led his life by it too. As an Army doctor, a pediatrician, and as Lieutenant Governor. Ed Gillespie has lived his life by different standards. Ed Gillespie is a corporate lobbyist selling out to the highest bidder. They call him Enron Ed. And as for lies, Ed Gillespie has made one false attack after another. Independent voices across Virginia have called Ed Gillespie's attack ads hogwash, beyond despicable, totally false. The truth? Dr. Northam voted to crack down on MS-13, and he's voted for 14 tax cuts, including property tax relief, tax cuts for new businesses in rural Virginia, and for veterans. As the VMI Honor Code says, don't tolerate Ed Gillespie's lies.
I'm Ralph Northam, candidate for governor, and this ad was paid for by Northam for Governor.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
So, coming up on WMAL, John McCain, a little testy lately.
Very.
He got a little testy with Peter Ducey.
My boy Peter, what are you doing?
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The suspected gunman in yesterday's deadly shootings in Edgewood, Maryland, and in Delaware, is now in custody in Delaware. 37-year-old Radee Prince was arrested in Wilmington last evening. Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy says the shooter's motive is still unclear, but he did specifically target his victims.
This person, the thing that we did know, is that he knew every one of the people that he shot, and he had some type of relationship, and they knew him. So that's why I talked about this is more targeted rather than a random shooter.
Police say Prince walked into a granite countertop business in Edgewood yesterday and shot five people, killing three of them. A late-night single-car crash in Potomac has left two people dead. Police say it happened on Democracy Boulevard west of Seven Locks Road. A car went off the road and hit a tree, but police don't know yet why it happened. A man and a woman in the car were both killed. A Montgomery County police officer is recovering from injuries suffered last night when a police cruiser was hit by another car in Silver Spring. The driver of that other car drove off and is now being sought on hit-and-run charges. The day that has circled on local government calendars across the country has arrived. It's deadline day to submit proposals for Amazon's HQ2. Jurisdictions across the Washington region are among those competing for the 50,000 high-paying jobs that will come with the new Amazon facility. At the University of Florida, they're bracing for potentially violent protests.
White supremacist Richard Spencer is giving a speech at the school Thursday, but he says he doesn't want to rile racist attitudes.
My interest in speaking at the University of Florida, speaking all over the country, is to raise consciousness among whites, among black people.
The university is spending more than $500,000 on security for Spencer's speech. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,158, the Nasdaq at 66,24. Sports sponsored by Indeed.com. The Wizards start their new season with a win over Philadelphia. Baseball, the Yankees now have a 3-2 lead in the ALCS after beating the Astros, and the Cubs beat the Dodgers in Game 4 of the NLCS. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Save up to $799 on Marvin's replacement window, the Altrex Fiberglass Infinity. October only and only at The Window Man. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Throughout October, save up to $799 off Marvin's Infinity Altrex fiberglass replacement window. Or no money down, no interest, and no payment until April 2018. Save huge on energy with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until next spring. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888. Prior sales excluded. Financing with approved credit. Offers cannot be combined.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population, those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen, we don't judge. and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This season, do your holiday shopping on us. Introducing the Monumental Gift Shop at MGM National Harbor. The more you play using your M Life Rewards card, the more gift bucks you'll earn to redeem for monumental gifts. Like jewelry, electronics, even a car. Come in today and earn your own private shopping event. Now through November 7th. This is monumental.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66, haven't had any late issues here, but still, as we're in the thick of it through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks, toward Nutley Street, all that area below speed and each direction through Falls Church. And here we come over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, very slow. Now, trying to get into Georgetown, if you're trying to get onto Canal Road, I'm still looking at big delays each direction over the Chain Bridge on Chain Bridge Road and Clara Barton Parkway. Now, crews say they're not working anything. I'm asking them to double-check the signal light there at the end of the bridge as you get onto Canal Road. So extra time needed, especially Clara Barton Parkway. Now, let's go George Washington Parkway south near the Overlooks. That's just about where the delays begin. Take you down to the Key Bridge and the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. 395 most of the way out of Landmark, to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Slow. We had a minor crash reported right as you pass King Street, just to watch for it. Now, here's what I'm being told in Silver Spring. Now, the crash I've been talking about all morning on Colesville Road in front of the Trader Joe's. They've reopened the southbound lanes. They had one lane blocked for quite some time still, but that southbound side open northbound, you still have a lot of activity blocking two lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com to WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Ready to get looking weather picture. High pressure, large and in charge. It'll keep us dry. Just a few clouds. They're not rain clouds. They'll filter our sunshine at times. Other than that, looks real nice today. 74 tonight. Clear 56. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Friday, more sunshine, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 in Haymarket, 41 in Frederick, 50 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Well, good morning. Let's talk a little bit about Senator John McCain. Busy man this week. Earlier this week, he comes out, he gives a speech on global leadership. He's receiving an award and took some clear shots at the President of the United States. Let's listen to some of what John McCain had to say.
To fear the world we have organized and led the three quarters of a century, to abandon the ideals we have advanced around the globe, to refuse the obligations of international leadership and our duty to remain the last best hope of Earth for the sake of some half-baked, spurious nationalism cooked up by people who would rather find scapegoats than solve problems.
So that was him earlier this week going by implicitly after the President of the United States. And then here in Cut 20, this is the President of the United States the following morning telling Chris Plant how he responded to that.
I think so. I think we'll have a lot done. We need some votes from some of the Republicans that, for some reason, they weren't there on health care. They should have been. We thought we had it, but John McCain voted no, which was a shocker.
Taking shots at you again yesterday.
Well, it's a shocker, and, you know.
You heard what he said yesterday, Senator McCain.
Yeah, well, I hear it, and people have to be careful because at some point I fight back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being very nice. I'm being very, very nice. But at some point I fight back, and it won't be pretty.
So then John McCain clarified his comments, saying he was talking about non-productivity. This is our second Cut 22.
To fear the world we have organized.
Next one. Sorry, they're labeled the same.
I think that what is clear is what I was talking about as an environment here of non-productivity, of a reversion to the attitude of the 30s, which was one of the major reasons why we fought World War II.
So, okay, so he's going after the president still. They're going back and forth. Now, this leads reporters to begin asking questions of John McCain whether or not he's going to continue to support the president's agenda. And listen to the exchange he has with Fox News' Peter Doocy yesterday.
With the president raised to the point that you are not going to support anything that he comes to you and asks?
Why would you say something that stupid? Why would you ask something that dumb? Huh? My job as a United States senator is a senator from Arizona, which I was just reelected to. You mean that I am somehow going to behave in a way that I'm going to block everything because of some personal disagreement? That's a dumb question.
There you go. So the question was, has your relationship with the president frayed to the point that you're not going to support anything that he comes to you and asks for? And boy, did John McCain unload on Peter Doocy. All right, now let's take you to the next spot in this John McCain story. Meghan McCain on Good Morning America yesterday talking about all of this. And this is cut 19. Let's listen to what Meghan had to say. She was asked by George Stephanopoulos.
So you heard what the president said there about your dad. Where does this go next?
You know, I think the fighting between them just comes from the fact that they have deep ideological differences of perspective on how America is run, how the Republican Party should work together. But on a personal note, I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted with the infighting within the Republican Party. I'm exhausted with the attacks on my father. I don't know if you guys have heard, but my father is fighting glioblastoma right now, and there's nothing that could possibly happen or be threatened to me and my family that couldn't possibly be more painful than what we are going through right now and have gone through in the past 3 months. So whatever threats are being levied right now, I'm telling you, we're a tough ride or die family, and right now there's really nothing that could possibly happen that could possibly be more complicated. And I just have high hopes that someday President Trump and the rest of the Republican Party can find some common ground together, where if you have any kind of difference of opinion on the future of the country or the party, that you're not just automatically going to be threatened in return.
Okay, so the question really is here, should John McCain be fair game for this type of political sparring, given, you know, as his daughter said, he's glioblastoma, he's got this brain cancer going on. Is he fair game for this type of sparring with the president of the United States, or is he absolved from that by nature of, you know, that there are more important things going on in his life, and therefore he shouldn't be treated this way? What's your reaction? 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. WMAL.
So I got a text from someone who is listening and says, oh my gosh, I wish Senator McCain would just go away. He's part of the problem. And I think some people feel that way, that he is part of the problem. He's now suddenly all worried about the inability to get things done in Washington. Well, this isn't a new problem. This is not a new problem. And I think if you're going to stay in Washington, you're going to stay in your job, and you're going to criticize other people, it's okay. Why is it not okay for them to criticize you back? That's part of the job that you are choosing to continue to do. I understand this man is very sick, very ill, but he is choosing to stay and continue to do his job. That's great. But with that job comes criticism, especially if you're going to criticize other people. Yeah. I this idea that he gets a free pass because of his illness, I understand it, but I don't know how fair it is.
And you're right. He wants to stay in the fight. Let's go to Tom, who's in Woodbridge this morning, first up here on Mornings All Along. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, liar, liar, pants on fire when he said, I'm going to block something because of an ideological difference. Yes, he has a history of it. In fact, in 2000, this is why the National Rifle Association backed George W. Bush versus him. And they said it's not that he's necessarily anti-gun, but they named, and I looked it up because I didn't realize this. I went in and I thought it was true. On four occasions, he had gone back because he was angry at fellow Republicans for not backing some pet project of his. He went and helped people, some of the most vehement anti-gunners in the Democrat Party, resurrect some really outrageous anti-gun bill, not because he really backed the anti-gun bill, but because he wanted to poke fellow Republicans in the eye. And I've attended seminars through Georgetown and things on the Hill, and staffers, people talk, they say, somebody had asked about him, and they said, everybody's attitude, he is a loose cannon. You tick him off, he is vicious.
Well, they say he's a maverick, and we saw Peter Ducey tick him off and what happened this week. More from you in a moment here, 844 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
It's 8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hey, 270, you've cleared out through Urbana and Hyattstown into Clarksburg. Yes, good news. Now, beyond that, we still have the rush hour. Quite slow, Gaithersburg, and on to the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge. That's pretty normal. Topside through Silver Spring, slowing as well. And then as you approach and pass 270 toward that beltway stretch toward River Road. Now, to the Wilson Bridge, we're backing near St. Barnabas Road. What is a surprise, and this is pleasant, Route 4 out of Upper Marlboro, Route 5 out of Clinton, and all pushing north to the Beltway. Those delays have cleared. On Colesville Road, it's been a long-standing crash, car into a utility pole right in front of the Trader Joe's area on Colesville Road. Now police tell me they have reopened both sides of 29, so some relief in sight. Virginia, 66 through Falls Church, that's bunched up each direction. And we still have the commute Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This will be tough. Well, tough to find a cloud, that is, and that's a good thing. A few clouds of clear skies. We look good this morning and this afternoon. 74 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
Learn how to budget, plan, and build your dream home at the Chantilly Log and Timber Home Show. Attend free educational workshops, look at floor plans and design ideas, and meet with custom wood home builders and architects. This weekend only at the Dulles Expo Center. Discount tickets at logandtimberhomeshow.com.
Meghan McCain, now a View host, was on ABC's Good Morning America this week, in which she said that she's exhausted by the attacks on her father, Senator John McCain, because, in part, because he's fighting glioblastoma right now, which is obviously weighing on that family. Let's find out what you have to say about the senator and his fights with President Trump here. John in Ellicott City. Good morning, sir. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. You know, I voted for President Trump to drain the swamp, and here's John McCain trying to defend the swamp. And I say, pull that plug. It's time for him to retire. Get on out of politics. We're done with him. As far as I'm concerned, he's a songbird, not a maverick. And I'm fed up with him.
All right. Thank you, John. Let's go to Susan up next here in D.C. Good morning, Susan. You're here. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys. You know, John McCain has taken every single opportunity in this country and overseas to trash Trump, and he traveled cross-country after his procedure to just shove his no vote in Trump's face and in the face of every Republican and every conservative in this country. So if he can dish it out, he should be able to take it.
He certainly made a big show of letting them have that vote and then going in there and giving them the no. They wouldn't have had the vote in the first place if they knew that it was going to end up that way. You know, I do want to mention here, Meghan McCain is the one who's saying that her father has glioblastoma, so therefore go easier on him or don't do this type of thing. It's not McCain himself. This is his daughter, who has a tremendous amount of empathy for her father's condition. John McCain, I've never heard make that argument, hey, I've got brain cancer, so lay off me, which of course, I could never imagine him actually making that argument. But I just want to point out there is a distinction here, one of value. Maggie in Round Hill this morning, good morning. You're up next year on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I got to agree with the previous callers, and that is that
One, if he is that sick, he's got no business being in you know, working right now. He should be relaxing and being in recovery. He needs to hang it up. Secondly, he's the one that's been attacking Trump. Trump goes on the offense, on the defensive, not on the offensive. And McCain is the one that has split from the Republican Party, not the other way around. He's on the attack. He's on the offensive. And he needs to sit down and be quiet. He just needs to stop. He needs to go and retire. He's done enough damage. Go away.
And let's thank you, Maggie. And let's also remember the president actually hasn't fought back. All he said was the words to when he was talking to Chris Plante. He says, at some point I fight back and it won't be pretty. That's about the extent to which he's fired back here on John McCain. So I think maybe we should all cool down just a little bit. Here's Michael in Woodbridge up next here on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. The last time we all got behind John McCain, cooperated with him, and came together as a party brought me 8 years of Barack Obama. I'm sorry, this man introduced the Gang of Eight. This man introduced the Gang of 14. This man brought me Lindsey Grahamnesty. This man has done nothing but screw with me for 20 years lately. I appreciate his former history and everything, but the brain cancer he's got has the serious capability of messing with his abilities.
The indictment that you laid out, step by step by step, Michael, I think is the one that's led a lot of conservatives to say, yeah, it is time for John McCain to hang it up. And it's based on those things, his policies. 851 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We're learning about a new way to predict whether a teenager will become an obese adult. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Johns Hopkins put 36 healthy and overweight teens into an MRI and exposed them to tempting food cues. That made parts of their brain associated with reward and emotion light up. However, participants who were lean but considered at increased risk for obesity because of their family history had less activity in the brain's self-regulation and attention areas than adolescents with lean mothers. When they were given a chance to eat at a buffet following their brain scan, they ate more. The study's lead author said that their research proves treatments and prevention designed to strengthen self-regulatory system could be more useful than typical programs focused on diet and physical activity, which, as you know, haven't always been very successful. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When you're talking about a major improvement to your home, and a new furnace would certainly qualify, you want that decision to stand the test of time. Maybe that's why they call it the test of time. You either pass or fail. Hi, this is Dave Snell from Snell Heating and Air. And you've heard me say it before, the most important day in the life of your home comfort system is the day that it's installed. It's a matter of having the right system for your size of house, sure, but it's just as important that you have the right company installing it. You don't want to play comfort roulette with some company, trusting your family's comfort and safety to the new guy. At Snell, I set the bar really high with who I'm willing to hire, and then I train them like crazy. Cost a lot of money to train our guys, but we want them to be the best trained in the area. And when you've got all that, you've got a company that's easy to put your faith in. That's why we're called the Stand-Up Guys from Snell.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 8:55 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, have a great day.
I will. Happy Thursday, all, and a beautiful day. We're just about cleared out here as you try to work through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks on 66. Heaviest stretch, though, as you pass Business 234 in Manassas, through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. So we're still in quite the slew rush hour there. Same story over near the Chain Bridge, on the bridge, on Chain Bridge Road, Clara Barton Parkway onto Canal Road. They're still double-checking those signal lights to make sure there's no issues there because it's been a slow go. DC, 295 northbound. Need to keep alert if you're passing the 11th Street Bridge. Up ahead, past Pennsylvania Avenue, have reports of a crash. DC 295 northbound, now southbound in that area toward East Capitol Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. Still had the heavy morning commute. Freeway slows each direction. Third Street Tunnel slows its length coming off of the freeway. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now, to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and your feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from Garage Door Repair. Let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking forecast now. Temperatures continuing to rise as we see a few clouds this morning. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy this afternoon. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 50 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and believe it or not, Thanksgiving and the holidays will be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res, and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stop putting it off any longer. Now is the time. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking new again. And don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Stains and odors from the kids or pets will be gone forever. Allergens and mold will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
In 10 years in office, Ralph Northam has never voted for a tax cut. And during Northam's time as lieutenant governor, Virginia fell into the bottom 10 states for economic growth. Virginia deserves better. That's why the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB, Virginia's largest small business organization, is endorsing Ed Gillespie. Northern Virginia's job creators know Gillespie will put our economy back on top. Ed Gillespie, endorsed by the Northern Virginia Chamber of Commerce and NFIB.
Virginia's top personal income tax rate kicks in at $17,000 a year. Ralph Northam thinks that makes you rich. Maybe that's why he's never voted for a tax cut. My plan cuts taxes for all Virginians, increasing take-home pay for the average family by nearly $1,300 and creating 53,000 good-paying jobs. With a stronger economy, we can invest more in our schools and increase teacher pay. I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, coming up tomorrow on Mornings on the Mall, hopefully we'll have some more more progress on the budget.
Yeah,
there's a vote.
So.
There's a vote happening, and also this Russia collusion thing. Well, I don't know. Can we call it collusion if it just involves Obama and apparently money changing hands? Not that Obama got money, but
I just like the word collusion. Never said it more than in 2017. Hello, Chris Plant.
It's good to be a Democrat, as they say in Washington. You know, it's. Have you seen that the word Benghazi is suddenly a dirty word?
Yeah,
because you catch up. Isn't this interesting? Now Benghazi has meaning. Coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630.